Welcome to Through God's Eyes. I'm Jill. I'm so excited. This is my first podcast. My show will be geared toward helping women become free, and I won't forget about the boys. Together, we will break the shackles and chains of abusive relationships, depression, and trauma that many are experiencing. You can't undo the past, so stop living it over and over and start declaring what God says about you. I will demonstrate the keys of salvation by relating testimonials of trials while encouraging and equipping you, backed by scripture, of course, with the tools of freedom. Join me for my weekly show right here on your favorite platform.
Did you know the number of underserved and homeless kids is growing more and more every year? My organization, Project One Giant Step, also known as POGS, is the answer. We deliver hygiene bags and supply-filled backpacks to Loves Park and McChesney Park schools, giving them the encouragement they need to succeed in their education. To donate or learn more, check us out on the official Facebook page or give us a call at 779-207-2087. Remember, kindness is a muscle. Work it out.
You're listening to Night Moves HDQ. It's time to get into the lab.
Man, it's a beautiful night out tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the lab. It's Michael. I am your chief food officer on this Thursday night. It is August 11th. One solid week into one of the best months of the 12-month calendar. I have to be biased myself. I'm in the lab in the captain's chair, loud and clear. And if you haven't stepped out tonight, go out and step outside and look up into the east. If you're in the United States, North America, South America, you should be able to see the moon as closed and vibrant, its presentation, appearance, getting closer and closer each and every time it comes around. And if you are on the other side of the world, on the day side of the world, night eagles, sunrise, look how close the sun is at sunrise, and look how close the sun appears at sunset. We are in some precarious times, times of change, and that's a good thing for everyone in Father's kingdom. And nights like this, when you can connect with the appearance of the sun here, connect with the appearance of the moon, and understand Genesis 1 and verse 16. The greater star, governs the day, then the lesser star governs the night. So I ask everyone, what is Father saying? And what is he doing that everyone must be in alignment to? What is he saying, especially in times like this? If you are watching the news and you're across the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean, night eagles, and you're looking to this nation on top of the mountain, and you are seeing smoke, seeing rumblings, don't be alarmed. It's real. It is so real. I like to say, find a nation, have a problem. And we are ripe for the picking. And so to everyone listening, some of my voice, I hope you're having a good Thursday night. And man, how many of you are stressed out? How many of you have just had it? Maybe you have been looping your news, looping your favorite podcast, looping your favorite, I don't know. Whatever you've been looping, I'm glad you turned it off and you connected with us right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is yours truly. And when I say it, it's crazy. You know what? It is really nuts, though, in this world. World systems are in chaos. World cultures in crisis. And world behaviors out of order. And it's going to get worse in the world. Believe that statement. If you don't believe anything else that I say to you, it is going to get worse in the world. And yes, things are lightening up in America on the economic side, but depending on what region, what territory you're in, someone might tell you otherwise. And how about Taiwan? Any one of our night eagles who have friends and family in Taiwan, keep them in your thoughts, as well as the nation of Ukraine. So much is going on. And do not forget our brothers and sisters on the continent of Africa who are just going through it. Floodings. Just a lot of mess. And so I'm happy to be right here in the Midwest. It's like the valley and everything goes around us. And we'll get some Arctic weather, which I totally love. But on a night like tonight, welcome inside the lab. This is Night Moods right here on Blog Talk Radio, however you're listening to the program, on what smart device, Apple device, laptop, iPad, tablet, and or the PC. You are patched in to another show here, 2 hours of relaxation on a special August, with all things Night Moods. But yeah, we got some business to attend to right here inside this first set of relaxation. Then we get into inspiration and you get a heavy dose Genesis. This is launching 11/11/22. And if you want to become part of the Night Eagles who are Night Eagles investors, I want to just encourage you right now. And every night we're doing this, 7 nights a week I'm here with you. Right at 10 o'clock, you're listening to new instruments. on this Friday night, which is 11-11-22. So Eagles, if you want to become an Eagle investor, I want you to simply go to right now, and you got some time, you got a little bit of time before we get to the bottom of the hour, go to givesendgo.com/nightmoodslaunch. And when you do that, you can put fuel in the rocket ship as we are preparing to gas it up this month. 2-year commitment with Radio.co and all of our vendors for radio that we have to make sure that we are doing business with. So it's a $17,000 commitment. We're reaching in August, another $17,000 in September. So we have a lot of work to do. And I want you getting the opportunity of a lifetime. You can be a part of something special. And why another radio station? Well, this is not just another radio station. And yeah, you hear that a lot. Yeah, we're not just another radio station. No, we are a radio station for the kingdom of God, a radio station that's all-inclusive, going to be playing music, soaking instrumental worship, praise music from nations around this world, not segregating, not isolating artists, but we're playing artists that you may not have heard on the regular commercial gospel stations and Christian commercial stations. And we're going to be playing them. And on top of playing the music 7 days a week, 365 days a year, we got some programming that we're putting together, and it's a lot of work for 126, the Genesis. The parent company, Night Moods HQ, and I'm glad to be in control here inside the lab to help you get some understanding of what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing. And so with that being said, this side of inspiration, this side of relaxation, so we're not doing inspiration. The first set is about relaxation. With that being said, if you are finding yourself not with the ability to give, to support a radio launch, then your prayers are definitely needed, requested. And so I want you to send a message right now saying, I will definitely pray for 126, the Genesis. Go to nightmoodshdq@gmail.com and just send us a little short message. Let us know that you are going to be one of the Eagles who are going to be known as the arbitrators. And these are one of three perches, by the way. The first perch, we've made the name changes. It's official, the Utopian Perch. The second perch is for our prayer warriors, the arbitrating perch, the arbitrators, and then the last perch is the petitioners. And so as we call all the Night Eagles from around this one world that we share, come into the lab, you find your VIP space. One of three perches you can belong to, and you can also email the show, and you can request a free gift from us. We'll send you a digital badge. And that digital badge is for you to represent yourself as either a Utopian Eagle, an arbitrator, or a petitioner. And that used to be called the Stargazers, the War Room Warriors, and the Closet Seekers. And these are going to be the bedrock of this flagship show when we go to 4 hours, a show of relaxation, a show of inspiration and empowerment, plus music to go along with that. And so you can also, if you are inclined to, connect with us on any of our social media platforms, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, our Facebook official fan page, and or the Facebook group, that you can connect with us in real time, and that does not include this one special platform. It's our first server on the Discord. It is up in real time, and we are bringing forth channels to you. I'm actually up right now in the Kingdom Influencers. You can get to know Night Moves, the parent company, and we're going to be opening up some more channels. Then tomorrow night, another big announcement tomorrow night. You want to come, all ears open for tomorrow night. Another big announcement, we're celebrating our 100th episode tomorrow, which is really kind of awesome. 100 episodes in on the 12th of August. So join us tomorrow night for that special event. Hopefully get finished what we need to get finished so that we can all celebrate together. So if you want to be a part of that, put it on your calendar tomorrow night, 100th episode. The radio show, 100 radio shows in, and we're in a full swing of putting fuel in the rocket ship so that we can make sure that we are on all cylinders, launching 11/11/22. And if you want to become, like I said, an Eagle investor, you can do that by going to GiveSendGo.com/NightMoods Launch, NITEMOODZ launch. And there's other ways that you can serve, going to Discord. You can become a Platinum Eagle, a Crystal Eagle, a Golden Eagle, a Silver Eagle, a Bronze Eagle, or a Night Eagle. And for all of you around this one world that may not have social media, send us an email. We'll get you the information. Send you out a PDF that explains exactly what we're doing, why we're doing what we're doing, and how we're going to do it, and where you fit in as an Eagle investor, building the structure to the foundations. All you've been hearing all of 2022, the radio show here. And now, April, we've decided that we're going to follow the instructions of God and go back to the revelation and build the radio station. It's going to take all hands on deck. So I'm looking forward to having all of you join us in this endeavor for 126, the Genesis launching 11/11/22. Night Eagles, are you ready for a Thursday night? It is a beautiful night. Fourth monitor is looking at me. Hopefully it doesn't glitch out, but we're getting close to the secret place. On this side of relaxation, firing up to 100%, so you'll hear me pause for that special break. Got my water. The throat is getting back to normal here. And I hope, like you said, get your beverages, get your Bibles, get your notes, and get you and get yourself in position for 20 minutes or so. But we got some things to do. We got some house cleaning to do. We have some eagles that need to come into their perches. And we have some new eagles listening to the show for the very first time. I want to say thank you to everyone listening, whether you are driving, you are at work, you're sitting in your home, your apartment, your condo, your chateau, wherever, your hut, maybe in the cafe. Saying hello to each and every one of you, all of our female night eagles. Thank you so much. And we're seeing what we're seeing on our reports. So here we go. Japan, South Korea, brothers and sisters over there. I really want to say hello to you guys and get to know you guys. So if you are a listener in Japan or South Korea, send us an email and just say hi. I'll give you a shout out. And not forgetting this, before I do the shout out to all of the rest of our countrymen, if you have a birthday in the month of August, we want to hear from you as well. You can actually write this studio number down. It's 563-999-3685. 563-999-3685. Give your birthday shout out. Just send us a message. And then we're going to include if you have a wedding anniversary as well in the month of August. And I'm here. I'm happy to be here. It is an honor to be here. I'm excited to be here. And it's an awesome night on this 11th day ending of August. Stand by for the secret place. And by faith is ready for our invite. But first, going back to all of our night eagles, South Korea, Japan, saying hello to all of you. I always get this mess up. I always want to say Belarus, but it's not Belarus. Bulgaria. Night Eagles in Bulgaria, Russia, Serbia. This is really kind of awesome to see this. The United Kingdom, Netherlands, Germany, France, Ireland, Spain, New Zealand, Australia. This is fun. And it keeps going on and on and on. And what God is doing is just stretching the mission field for this very young radio show. And I'm just privileged, and it's like, you know, I get geeked up about this because what God is doing is really profound. and the learning curve that goes into all of this. And when, you know, you are a CEO of a CEO of a country, that would have been really kind of whacked out. And on top of that, I minister to church and ministries, and we oversee, my wife and I oversee now 14 ministries in 14 countries right now, on top of what we do here in Northern Illinois. So the obligations and responsibilities are immense. And then we have this small little business that we do, clean houses, we serve others. And so it's an eventful, packed day, and that does not remove the fact that we have the last of the six at the house. So it makes for a busy day, is what I'm saying. So I look forward to the show. I participate just as much. All the Night Eagles, we have made the rounds. You know you are loved here. You have a special place. The gate is open. If you are living in the desert of life, you know what happens. The oasis is calling you in. If you are also in the sea of life, whether day side of the earth, nighttime of the earth, the lighthouse has your number. You're listening to the atmosphere, better known as the instrumental of soaking music. We call it the atmosphere because we're setting up the atmosphere. And that's all we do on this show. And it's going to be very interesting what comes out of the four-hour show, because that's a lot of music and a lot of time for all of you late-night Eagles and early risers, because 4 hours is 4 hours, and all the time differences means we can touch base. So Discord is up. Go to our server. And then search Night Moods, hashtag Night Moods. I'm doing this all backwards. Let me slow down. Go to our Discord server. It's an app. And then you can search Night Moods, hashtag 9811. That's what they gave us. I couldn't change it if I wanted to change it. And then you'll be able to follow the radio station, shows, new channels where you can come in and just get to know other believers from around the world and maybe non-believers who are going to be checking out the server. And see, that's kind of the cool thing, because we're using music, broadcast media, and soon we're going to be introducing you the opportunity to have ownership in a new game that we are putting together for 2023. If you're into VR or IR gaming, you want to be a part of what we're doing. We're actually going to take over some mountains here and be leaders in this kingdom and take what the world is destroying. And we're going to put it in good hands and use it for positivity. And that's for all of you listening. Stay tuned with us, because later tonight, we'll be talking about this in detail. And if any of our team would want to call, and we can have that discussion after relaxation. But first, we got some work to do. This is your call of preparation. Get ready for the relaxation set is right before us. But first, let me break away here so we can kind of pay a bill or two here. Night Eagles, the Perchers are coming next. The official greet and meet into the show that is known as Night Moods, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
How can one person change the lives of orphans and widows? 1B1 Global Outreach is the answer. We dig wells, build compassion houses, and provide basic needs globally, bringing communities to a new standard of living now full of exciting promise. Check us out at newmillenniumfaithchurch.org/1B1Global Outreach or givesendgo/GC97. Remember, compassion creates change.
Hey, I'm Michael, your CMO. I welcome you to experience Night Moods. This show is for anyone wanting to receive relaxation and inspiration. I call it the lab, the headquarters, where life gets creative and I get to mix it up so you can fit in. Inside the lab, I get to empower and equip you in your mood and faith. You'll also get interviews from time to time. So enjoy the fellowship, communication, and community as I teach you on all matters of the kingdom. They even told me to get into the deeper stuff. So get ready to discover things about yourself. And yes, I found a way to allow some of my friends in to help me mix it up so you get to engage, encounter, experience, and execute living your life in God's kingdom privileges. This is not going to be your ordinary radio show. It's time for the church to mature. You are listening to Night Moves on Blog Talk Radio. It's time to get into the lab. Sitting here in the lab on this Thursday night, beautiful night. If you haven't stepped out, go outside and check out the moon. Check out the lesser star that is appearance is so close. And let's get ready to have some fun. I don't know. Is it having fun getting relaxed? Yeah, I think it is kind of having fun. It's never fun being stressed out, carrying burdens, having a headache, migraines, on the edge, irritable. Let's have some fun getting some relaxation. How many of you want to get some stress relief tonight? If you want to get some stress relief, send an email right now. Let me know, nightmoveshdq@gmail.com. Subject, stress relief. Go to any one of our social media platforms. You can do the same thing. Just comment and Night Moods HQ, whether it's Instagram. You'll see the radio link to the show, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. And just comment in the message, I want some stress relief. We'll start getting to business tonight. The Oasis I'm talking about. Now, we have newbies listening to the show. And that is, if that is you, you've been invited to the show. Someone thought kindly of you that you needed to get some relaxation. Don't take it personal. I care about you. And you're in the right space at the right time for the right moment to step into the other side. And that's going to do my best. I'm going to do my best to provide positivity to your state of mind and your mindset. And if you are a believer in the kingdom, help you with the level of faith that God has given you in this moment. And if you happen not to be a believer, maybe you're like, okay, I'm going to check this out. I caught those little tags inside Blog Talk Radio. So what is this about? Because I put tags all over the place. And this is about the Holy Spirit. This is about you being at the crossroads. This is about making the most difficult choice that you're probably ever going to choose. But see, it's the most obvious choice, and you're still here listening. And see, the Holy Spirit right now, what he's doing, if you are here and not saved and born again, and we don't mix our words here, he's pricking your heart, massaging your heart, at the same time persuading, convincing, and convicting your mind. See, that crossroad is leading you to a choice, and maybe you have been up against it. Maybe you've been doing the same thing over and over and over again, hoping for a better result, and it's just been nothing but lunacy. And maybe you just don't know what to do anymore. You know, you've had some success. You've made some inroads. You've influenced out there in the world, but there's something more, and you just don't know what it is, but you find yourself here, and it's the opportunity of a lifetime is coming to you right now. It's probably one of the top three choices that you are ever going to make in your life. Children, marriage, and saying yes to Jesus. And if you're saying, I don't want to be married, well, that's awesome. Getting to know yourself and saying yes to Jesus, then you can become successful, and then you can continue being successful. See, you're just here, and it sucks where you're at. And maybe it doesn't suck where you're at. Maybe you're just like, I'm tired. I'm tired of all the foolishness. You know, I want better for my life. This is the crossroads, and we all come to those crossroads one way or the other. And I'm not putting anything on anybody who's listening to the show tonight. I'm not saying, you know, you're drug dependent, blah, blah, blah. You've been stealing. You've been out there cutting up. No, I mean, there are people that just are tired, and they don't know about Jesus because they've not had a good example or whatever that reason is. But you're here at the crossroads, and this is the opportunity for you. And so I must tell you this, repent. Repent right now and turn from your wicked ways, turn from the errors of your ways, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And there is no greater kingdom than Father's kingdom. There is nothing to his height. And he is over the universe. He's not in the universe, but he is in the universe. But he is over the universe, in the universe, and the universe is created by him. And he is the source. He's over the source. He is the source. He's in the source. But see, when you become born again, you first have to be saved. You first have to surrender and submit in the heart. It's like waving the white flag and saying, I give up. I'm sorry, Father. I repent. Forgive me. I believe in you and I believe in your son. I don't know what to do next. I don't know what the outcome is going to be because I just want to do what you want me to do. And that's the first initial movement. And then you get to become a learned son, a learned daughter, and things get great for you. It really does. It gets great for you because you get to become a daughter and a son. And yeah, there's going to be trials and there's going to be persecution. There's going to be all that. When I say it's going to be great for you, you're in the kingdom. When you get to learn about Father's kingdom and how to live as a daughter and a son in his kingdom, and if that is something that he places on your plate, you can become a minister if he commissions you, or, you know, being an entrepreneur or an influencer. See, what you do in the world, he just transfers you into his kingdom, and then he heightens it so that you're doing it for the kingdom. So it's the big old switcheroo. So you're turning from the errors of your ways, the hardness of your ways, and then you set a pathway of living in spiritual obedience. You set a pathway of living in righteousness, being in agreement with the Holy Spirit, because that's what happens after you become saved, is the Holy Spirit enters your heart, and you are possessed by the Holy Spirit. Talk about that in a little bit here. And then you live and learn how to live a life that's surrendered and submitted to our Father who gives life and who can take life. It's really that simple. And then you get connected to a kingdom family, whether you're in your location or right here across the internet. And you get to connect and you get an extended family who loves on you, who helps you in accountability. And we all get learned and taught by the Holy Spirit, and there are servants that he sends to you to help you keep to the narrow path. So it's all good. And so you're here. So thank you for being here. And let's get into it, everyone. And this is what we do every night of the week here in August. Welcome into the special oasis and that lighthouse that we know as Night Moods. It's the space where everybody can enter and release what is engaging, surrounding, and conflicting you. And here, you're listening to the instrumentals, the music, the saturation of the atmosphere in your territory, in your environment, you get four permissions. The first one is you get to be selfish. Don't think about anybody else but you. Not your spouse, your kids, your work, your friends, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiance, your significant other, your grandparents, none of that matters in this moment. You can be selfish. You can be alone. There's nothing wrong being alone here inside Night Moods, because we're all going to go together into the secret place. And you get the third thing to do is to get to express your emotions right in the comfort of where you are at. And lastly, all the Night Eagles get to present ourselves in the secret place so that we can be recharged. And life likes to drain because stress. And when we're carrying stress for days on end, it comes into burdens. And so we all need to be recharged on whatever level that you're dealing with, the stress that's associated to your situations, your circumstances, or your crisis. And did you know that if you are dealing with a crisis, crisis has a sibling, it's called chaos. And when crisis and chaos are activating and you're going through it, you're going to endure it. But guess what? It is like terror times a million. But when you come through it, you're clothed with trauma. And so we're going to get that taken off. We're going to get some relief from the burdens that's connected to our situations, our circumstances, and the crisis. So we're going to get some tools. And so you have the special VIP seat to sit in right now, where you're at, this VIP seat. And this enables you, my friend, to listen, to participate is the key, participation. There's points for participation. There's also a reward for participation. And you get reconnected with yourself and your own spirituality. That is your relationship with your Heavenly Father by engaging, encountering, experiencing life in the presence of His kingdom. And whether it's here inside the lab, over there in the secret place, or right where you are at, listening because you're connected, one, by faith, two, by the internet. And so you're in the lab with me. There is never a time that you're going to hear me talk anything about religious paradigms, theology, dogmas. I can't stand it. I detest it, just as Jesus detested it. And so my purpose has been since 2007 is to help you encounter Father, experience the presence of his kingdom, and engage as a daughter and son. And lastly, execute your identity. And then everything else is the blessing. And that's your dreams, the goals, your responsibilities. And speaking about that secret place, that's the most safest space on radio. You've heard me say it every night since we relaunched the radio show last November. It's the safest space because we get to go in and everything gets to come off of us. We can be vulnerable. That's why you got those four permissions. And there happens to be four supernatural fortified walls that the Holy Spirit gave me last December. And so when we step in, I'm going to tell you about what's on the walls. The walls speak to every instant, circumstance, situation that everyone is dealing with at any moment, at any given time. And so that secret place is foundationed on Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. It is also the foundation and one of the walls at the same time. And so we're going to go in there by faith. We do what Jesus said and spoke about and taught, and we get the results that he promised to all of his followers. And so it's just that easy. And so we have a saying before we go in there. It's faith without the work is dead faith. So you got to apply yourself in the kingdom. You can't just sit back and hold your salvation card and your born again experience and say, I'm good. I'm just going to chill out. I'm going to go back in the world. I'm going to do me. And then when Father calls me, I'm going to be in. No, see, you got work to do. There's assignments, there's missions, there's commissions, there's mandates upon all of our lives, and Father pulls on our life. And whatever's dead in us, he likes to destroy it off of us so that new growth will occur. And that's what seasons are about. And so that happens inside the secret place. And inside that secret place, everyone gets to refocus. They even get to regain control of their lives. And sometimes you have to understand this statement. Sometimes you have to give up control to gain control. You have to give up control to gain control, right? And you get restored in your emotions and receive unconditional love in a secret place because you're important. Now, I'm sitting there smiling because I can see the light bulb going off. Like, what in the world did you just say? You have to give up control to gain control. So you have to sacrifice in order to get something better. So when you give up your control to Jesus in the presence of Heavenly Father, you receive a new minted level of control of your life, and that's the Holy Spirit. See what I'm saying? You give up your natural control to receive supernatural control. How much greater is that? I knew someone would have an eyebrow raised, like, what are you talking about? That's some universal light stuff. Speaking about you're an important person, this is one of three attributes. Got to hurry up. I'm up against a time crunch. You're important because Jesus redeemed all of us. In creation, there was a pledge that occurred between Father and his only begotten Son, and that pledge may have sounded something like this, because he was a spirit next to our Father in his glory upon the throne and in the council of the gods. Those are the angels. When you study your scriptures, 82 of Psalms, verse 1 through 3. People are like, he's talking about the gods. What? There is this pledge. A kingdom pledge occurred that sounded something like this. I'm going to need you to leave here and birth you into mankind to return what Adam lost. And you're going to redeem the children of Israel. And in your redeeming them, they're also going to be their sacrifice. And everyone who comes through you will be in me, and I will be in them, and we will be in them. We will make our home in them, and that's going to be your mission. And so you're important because Jesus Christ birthed, lived, served, taught, proclaimed the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 3 and 2, Matthew 4 and 17. And he redeemed all of us, saved us out of the kingdom of darkness, and transferred us all into the kingdom of heaven. There is no higher kingdom than Father's kingdom. He is above it all, and he's in it all. And when we were transferred into Father's kingdom, quite frankly, there was the highest transaction. You know what a transaction is? You go to the store, you count a person, your money, and that is a transaction. You are transferring the action of funds to get goods. So you come out of the store with your food, your groceries, and you've given money away. And in the same token, this kingdom transaction meant that out of the essence of Abba Father, 100% of his essence in the Holy Spirit, we would receive his nature, his character, his morals, his attributes in the Holy Spirit into our hearts. And so you're important because you are a spirit carrier of Father's essence out of his glory. That's why you're important. It's one of three attributes. And if I'm doing my job correctly, if I'm doing it right, in order, it's here to help you reset and rest in God so that he can equip you and prepare you to re-enter into the pathway towards your destinations in this season. Many multiple seasons, multiple destinations, those are goals, those are dreams, those are visions. And everyone, welcome into Night Moves HQ. You're inside the lab and we're getting ready to head into the secret place. Now, this is what happens. It gets kind of long-winded here for me. I'm going to invite you in because the secret place is ready. And when I invite you in, you're going to stand up right now. Go ahead and stand up. And we just started doing this a few weeks ago. And when you stand up, you're going to take a slow, deep breath, real quick, like 1, 2, 3, deep breath. And then you're going to draw a line with your foot in front of you. And whether it's on the carpet, hardwood floor, if you're on the deck, you're on the patio, if you're walking right now in the park, wherever you are at, you're going to step across that line by faith. See, we can enter and see the kingdom of heaven because of the Holy Spirit. He's remanded to earth. He is the amplification of heaven and the amplifier of heaven to earth. He's why we can see and enter. So he manifests. So this is not a mental ascent. This is by faith. This is in your heart where he lives in us. So go ahead and step over. And when you step over, you stepped in by faith into the secret place. Jesus has exemplified this throughout his gospels. And more importantly, intimately, relation in John chapter 17. I talk about it every night here. You should know this by now. Having to leave his followers, his disciples, those elect apostles, and he would go to be away with his Father on earth. And he would have a meeting with his Holy Father. And so we're doing the same thing by being here in the secret place. Four walls surround you. You're on the foundation. It's Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. I hope I'm not forgetting anything. I'm a little wound up, a little excited about the future for you, for Night Moods HQ, for the 126, the Genesis, for the game show. The game and everything that we have coming for your benefit, for your entertainment, and to help expand the kingdom of heaven in all the territories through music and broadcast media. And so here, I hope I haven't forgotten if I got anything. If I have, I'm sure I'll get a text message. the breath of life, the Ruach HaKodesh. That's the Holy Spirit here in the secret place. Nothing strange happens. I'm just going to help you to breathe deeply. Five exercises. Breathing in the breath of life. I'm going to count you down from five to one. You'll take a slow inhale, slow exhale. Give you about 30 seconds to do so. And these are multiple exercises to submit the body, surrender the mind. You're going to find out that there is a trade involved. That's breath number three. Trading burdens. We're going to get restoration here in the secret place. And lastly, some of you are going to receive help. And for the first time, some of you are going to be repenting here in the secret place. Haven't talked about that at all. And that includes myself. Some of you are going to be repenting in the secret place, and that's what it's about. Father does heart surgery, and Jesus does brain surgery. And they, in duality, handle you right on the spot. And so I want you to be expectant to receive information, revelation, an instruction, a command, maybe a warning. There's also a reward. And I want you to participate. I'm asking you. I'm encouraging you. Just participate. Just breathe. Breathe for yourself. This is spiritual surgery to the body, to the mind, to the soul. Liberation, deliverance happens here. These four walls that surround you simply speak to every one of us going through life. And this is what Jesus has to say to each of us. The first wall is part of the foundation. And as we sit here, he says this to you. But whenever you pray, enter into your secret room and shut the door behind you. And pray to your Heavenly Father who is in secret. And your Heavenly Father who sees in secret will reward you. So there's the setup. Jesus says that Father is here in the secret place, and he is seeing in the secret place. And to every one of you who stepped in and participating, there's a reward. But before I go to the second wall that's right behind you, I have to make this announcement. I totally forgot about this. Thank you for that. That there are four familiar spirits that are clinging to you that need not be in the secret place. They can't be. And that's the spirit of pride, the spirit of dignity, the spirit of apprehension, and the spirit of fear cannot be in here. So you must now speak an audible word to them. Tell them to go. You have to leave the lab. You have to leave. You can't be in the secret place. And if you choose to pick them up on your way out back into your pathway, that's entirely up to you. I would tell you not to do that. But they can't be in here. So I declare the spirit, the familiar spirits, like little ninjas. Pride, you must leave. Dignity, you must leave. Apprehension, you must leave. And fear, you must leave. Oh, the spirit of worry, you can't be in here either. See, this is kingdom intelligence. This is G7 classification. And nothing that is against Father can be in his presence unless Father calls him, them, she, in his presence. But this is what I know. So you are free to be yourself. You're free to be alone. You're free to be selfish. It's okay to allow your emotions to come out. I got to repeat this, because some of you are questioning it. So Night Eagles, look at the wall behind you. This is the spiritual walls that surround you, the fortress here in the secret place. This is the important, one of the important walls. There's four walls, but this is the trading wall, the apex wall. This is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. This is that trading wall where we're going to deal with our burdens on this wall. And Jesus now told you that there is a reward for every one of you who participates. And this wall, he lets you know that we're going to deal with the burdens on this wall. He says to you, Come to me, all of you, who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. There's an instruction, there's a command, and he wraps it up with a promise. Over there to your right, that is the third wall. If you're dealing with a legal matter in the earth realm, if you're going before the judge, and you are either a plaintiff looking for justice and relief, or you are a defendant in a courtroom proceeding, and I hope that's not you, but if it is, grace and mercy be upon you. This is the wall that you need to lean into. If you're dealing with a legal matter, going for a natural judge, this is the wall that you need to go for your heavenly judge. Luke chapter 18, verses 4 through number 8, and we have blown up number 7. This is what he says to you. And will not my Father surely see to it that justice who cry out to him day and night, and will my Father delay towards you? That is like an earth-shattering question Jesus is asking you. Will our Heavenly Father delay towards you, you who are chosen, his elect, crying out to him day and night for relief or justice, pleading with him? Will he not delay? No, will he delay? Excuse me. No, he won't delay. But see, you got to provide that answer. Final wall over here to your left, your far left, because this is a big secret place, is Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. If you are on a deadline and you're on the edge of the cliff and you just, things have to like supernaturally manifest or else you're out, you're at a loss, this is what the Holy Spirit has to say to you. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Therefore, let us approach with confidence in order that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need, to help in times of need, and help in a moment where you have need that you can't control. See, you give up control to receive control. You give up your natural control to receive spiritual control. And what you're asking when you receive spiritual control is your Heavenly Father to control the environment, control the setting, control the territory and the atmosphere. And he can do that. He's done it before. He's not a respecter of persons. And you're important to him, so he'll do it right now. Your presence is needed here in the secret place. Father knows every one of our thoughts before we ever speak them. He wants you. And do not be alarmed if angels are in your environment. They have been involved since the beginning of creation. And the levels and ranks of angels, the spirits, seraphims, if you're in what you feel like spiritual warfare, well, they're going to go to work for you on your behalf. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Are they not ministering spirits sent to render service to the heirs of salvation? You are an heir. Inheritance. Land is your inheritance. Father's wealth is your inheritance through prosperity and his resources. That's Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Multiply, multiply, multiplication, creativity, imagery. These deep breaths are for your relaxation. We're going to get started. 5 deep breaths. We're going to deal with the body first. This is what we normally do. It is kingdom strategies, getting some relief from your stress that's tied to your situation, your circumstance, and or your crisis. And if you are in a crisis in this moment, understand this. Crisis is not alone. Crisis called its sibling, called chaos, and crisis and chaos are working against you. And it's like you coming through a car wash. But when you're coming through crisis and chaos, you're being clothed with trauma. So any symptoms on your body, wounds, scarring, any brokenness, sprained ligaments, tendons, cartilage, anything that has developed from trauma, like post-traumatic stress disorder, post-trauma that came from chaos and crisis. You have been clothed with trauma. We're going to call the symptoms and just calm them down. Call the symptoms, and we're calming them down. If you have been given a diagnosis from a doctor, whatever that diagnosis is, we're just calming the symptoms down, calling them before to be present here in the secret place. Because when you call the symptoms in the secret place, they must obey. They're not greater than the Creator of heaven and earth and the universe. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Night Eagles, take a deep breath and let's relax the body. We are calming the body down strategically here in the presence of our Heavenly Father here in the secret place. Remember to just participate, breathe in, breathe out. There is no fear here. Doing it right here with you. We are downshifting the symptoms attached to the body. That's what happens. Anything attached to your body right now, we're just downshifting, calming them down, relaxing them, submitting them here in the presence of our Heavenly Father. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and relax your bodies. Intentional night happening here in the secret place. We are getting some relief from the stresses and burns that we are dealing with. We just submitted the body in the presence of our Heavenly Father. He is doing heart surgery. Maybe some of you have had some hurt to the heart because of the chaos and crisis. The situations are stressing your heart out. Jesus said, do not let your heart be distressed, be troubled. That's John chapter 14 and verse 1. Switching over to the mind, your emotions, which are your mindset and your mind state, your abilities and your logic here in a secret place, your emotions, your logic, and your abilities. And if you're dealing with a lot of pressure in your life, you can't get your brain to slow down. This has been my entire week. It's been the last couple weeks. And I've had to systematically say the name of Jesus. Remember what my elder Apostle Henry told me years ago, and he taught me this. And we did this in Oak Park, Illinois, outside of Chicago, suburb, outside of Chicago, western suburbs. And we just stopped in the middle of the street. And I was a lot of pressure, you know, finding a home for the church in Chicago. And we stopped, put his hand on the shoulder, never forget it, around the corner, and he just told me, look at me and just say the name of Jesus. Don't pay nothing else, no mind. Don't worry about what we look like here on this corner. And Henry was my elder. When I say he was my elder, he was then in his late 70s, early 80s. And on that corner, it is like when his hands, and Henry was 6'5", I'm 5'7". When his hand touched my shoulders and he just said, say the name of Jesus. In that moment, I understood the power of Jesus' name. Repeat the name of Jesus over and over. Yeshua HaMashiach, Christ Jesus, Yeshua. Depending on your relationship with him, if you are new as a new eaglet, just say Jesus. Just repeat his name. Some of you are yelling his name, screaming his name, crying out his name right now. Just repeat his name as loud as you could be. Do not worry about who is listening to you because maybe they need Jesus too. Repeating his name right now, the cadence is coming out fast and hard and strong. And when the cadence, as you are saying his name, repeating his name, however you are getting his name out of your body, when it begins to slow down, that cadence, that is the sign that your mind is coming to being surrendered. It's slowing down. And any type of issues in the mind. Maybe you are depressed. There is compression in the mind, depress. In your emotions, depression is hindering your ability to get up and do stuff. It's keeping you in a dark area in your life. Maybe you've been called a Debbie Downer. Maybe you just don't see any value, any possibility that you can get out of this situation. Well, the devil is a liar. Saying his name, we're going to get down and count in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Night Eagles, take a deep breath and relax your mind. If you've been through some stuff, if you've been through some hell on earth type stuff, maybe you've been through any type of abuse, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, rape, molestation, psychological abuse, spiritual abuse, church abuse, whatever the abuse that you have been under, it's time for you to come out of that abuse. Say the name of Jesus. Repeat his name. It is okay. You are crying this out, if you're getting choked up, if the emotions are welling up in your soul, they are wanting to come out. Your soul knows what's going on. It's getting ready to just be free. Liberation is coming to you. Repeat the name of Jesus right now. Repeat his name. Continue to repeat his name. And as it begins to slow down, that's the cadence letting you know that surrender was happening. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and relax your mind. All right, one more time for the mind here. We want to get down and get ready to get into the soul. The mind has to be surrendered in order for the soul to open up. We just completed submission of the body. Kingdom strategies. Kingdom principles are happening here in the secret place. The body's been surrendered. That is now free. The mind is being, the body's been submitted. The mind is being surrendered. And we're going to do it one more time, taking a deep breath. Saying the name of Jesus, get it out and up. Release it off of the soul closet. It's guarding closet. It wants control, but you're going to give up control to get control, right? It's guarding that soul closet. It does not want you to go into this soul closet and free the soul closet. That's the power of the mind. But see, the power of the mind is no match for Jesus. It's no match for Father. Say the name of Jesus. If you can't say the name of Jesus, we're going to take a deep breath in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and let's relax our mind. Not so hard after all. See, giving up control to get control is simply trading. We've traded the control to get spiritual control over the natural control of our mind. That's why we surrendered the mind. We submitted the body here in the secret place. Pay attention to the wall right behind you because now we're going to trade that stress that's tied to your situation, that circumstance that has you dizzying and seem like it's getting out of control, but we want it to get out of control because we're going to trade it off. And that crisis, if you are dealing with crisis in this moment while you're listening to the show in here in the secret place with the rest of us Night Eagles, we're going to trade the situation. We're going to trade the circumstances, and we're trading the crisis. The trade is happening because you want something greater. And this breath is going to help you receive something tangible that's going to help you manage, navigate, and deal through your situation, your circumstance, and that crisis. Some of you are going to be elevated when you release this burden off of you and see strategies are here. Submission has occurred. Surrender has occurred. And so now the soul has nothing in front of it. Nothing to protect those burdens, those stresses that have come. and that are building, and then you step on them, you suppress them, and you compartmentalize them in the soul. And so Jesus has much to say about this, and let's listen to what he has to say. The wall right behind you is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. He says to you right now, come to me, all of you who are worked and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. He's given you an instruction to come to him. So just move a little bit. And as you're moving a little bit, go ahead and put your hands together. Come to him with a gift. He wants the soul gift. He wants what's in your soul closet. And you being overworked, that's why we submitted the body. You being overworked, that's why we surrendered the state of mind, the mindset, and your abilities, your logic. We surrendered all that just so that we can get into the soul closet. And so nothing is blocking the soul closet. And I want you right now, I give you a little bit of time to do this, to begin speaking every one of the stresses into your hands. Every one of the stress, speak right now into your hands. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to do that. Speak all the stress into your hands right now. Get it out, yell it out, scream it out, deliver it out of your soul closet. Go into the depths of your soul closet and get that burden that you don't want anyone to know about, that you are afraid that if people need that burden, see that burden, they might get burdened by that. They may run away from you, but Jesus says, I want that burden. He wants that burden. He wants you to trade. You got 10 seconds. Come on, let's get it out. Move it up, move it up, move it up. Place all of it into your hands. You have it in your hands. Now, Jesus says this to you. Take my yoke on you and learn from me. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath. Trade your burdens with Jesus. Man, it feels good trading your trespasses, your offenses. If you have been living in sin, it's good to trade that. It's liberating. You being delivered right now. And that burden is giving you the release. You're feeling lighter. He's leveling you up. That burden could include the trespasses, the offenses, the sin. I'm trading my trespasses. You see, that's just being transparent. You know, we are to let each other know about our issues, and I'm just being transparent tonight. Again, I do this with you every night, and when we're not on, I do it when we're not on. And so I have to trade some stuff too and get into my soul closet, because there are some things that need to be delivered. And so delivering that, trading that off, Jesus says this, I am gentle, I am humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. So your hands are going to start receiving something tangible that's going to help you manage and navigate and deal through the situations that you're in your life, the circumstances, and yes, that crisis. And see, what is on his shoulders is that yoke. And that yoke that Father taught Isaiah in chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, that yoke is not a farming implement. It's the governing administration of Father's heavenly government. That's upon Jesus' shoulders, the government of the kingdom of heaven, the protocols, the rules, the statutes, the secrets. And he says, take this. And also you have dominion to walk it out. So that's why you're going to go through. And I hope that you do this again. Trade this, what's in your hand. One more time, go into this soul closet that is in your body, that soul closet, and I need that to come up. You need that to come up more than I do, because that's your deliverance. That thing that you're holding on to, that dead weight, that fortizo, that burden that's causing distress into the heart, distress into the mind, depression. That's got to get into the hands of Jesus. He knows what to do with it. He's going to trade with Father's glory and give you something greater. And there's this reward that Jesus talked about on the first wall that Father has. And maybe this reward has something to do with a person of influence in your pathway or people of influence that provide the resources and provision for you to continue onward manifesting to your destination. They're also there to empower you, encourage you, and build you up. And so as you're contemplating, should I not or should I? Should I not or should I? Why not? Heaven and hell are real. And you could be on a slippery slope by just being spiritually disobedient. Because Jesus has given us a command. He said, come to me, all of you who are overworked and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. He's not asking us a question. There's an instruction, there's a command, and there's a promise. Your soul is going to come to rest, trading with him in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath. Trade your burdens with Jesus. What a night it is becoming. What a moment we are having here in the secret place. We submitted the body. We surrendered the mind, these are the symptoms, submitted the body included, surrendered the symptoms, surrendered the emotions, your logic, your abilities. And see, we're all in this vulnerable state. And here in the secret place is your strength. This, the Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15. That's what's happening here in the secret place. You're being strengthened in your trust and quietness. And so you're here vulnerable because everything's exposed before our Heavenly Father in Christ Jesus. Everything's exposed. And so being exposed, you're in the most safest space for this to happen. And so now restoration needs to come to the body. Restoration needs to come to the mind. This is the critical breath right now as your soul is being at ease. Some of you are feeling the spiritual high of a lifetime. Breathing in the breath of life to receive restoration here in a secret place begins in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and receive restoration. This is the last breath. Night Eagles, thank you for being here. Thank you for getting through with your participation. I hope you are receiving something tangible. I hope the impact of open heavens are bringing you into a greater enlightenment, being relaxed, you're receiving your prize, your reward. If you're not receiving your reward in this moment, how about you receive it in the moments to come? And if not in the moments to come, may the Lord grant you your reward in the moments thereafter. So at one given time, stay to the core, stay to the faith, stay in your trust, in your confidence, stay in the secret place throughout your day. And here we find ourselves, the last breath of life, the Ruach HaKodesh, breathing in the secret place, in the presence of our Heavenly Father who's doing heart surgery at the same time Jesus is doing the mind surgery, the brain surgery, the mind surgery. Your entire major organs are getting spiritual surgery. Miracles are breaking out. Supernatural miracles are breaking out. Some of you are maybe even being healed miraculously. Things are transitioning to your benefit, to your advantage, because you are here. You are participating. You are trusting your Heavenly Father. This is to remind you now of the attribute, breathing in this last breath, the important breath of the night here. The first attribute is that you are important. I explained this to you a little bit ago at the beginning of the secret place. Jesus and his redemptive work, regenerating us back to the Father. See, we all were dead in our trespasses, living in the world of sin, thinking we're doing everything, but all we're doing is expanding sin. And I say that because I was there with you. wasn't a drug dealer, wasn't a pusher, I didn't do drugs, alcohol, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. My natural truths in the world still was a lie before my Heavenly Father. The way I was living was crazy to my Heavenly Father. And so when Jesus saved me in 1984, I played with religion, with Christianity, because I didn't understand it. I did it as a mental ascent, and some of you know what I'm talking about. I did it because I was with my friends in high school, middle school, and, you know, I wanted to fit in, didn't like Christians. They were kind of boring to me. I'm like, no, don't do all this. But, yeah, I'll get the donuts, and I'll go hang out. Didn't like the music. It wasn't what I was used to. But, see, I was saved in 1984. And that's the first half of my kingdom. Right. Then I was arrested by Father's kingdom because I was running, not wanting to listen, not wanting to do what I didn't understand what he wanted me to do. So in 2007, in October at this Assemblies of God Church, sent his messengers at a Sunday morning service, and I was arrested in front of 3,000 plus congregants. And the story to that moment brings me here, that Jesus saved me out of the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of wickedness, the kingdom of mankind, and he, at that moment, I heard, the Father has work for you. And that bishop and his wife were going to pray over me, and I was embarrassed. I did not want a prayer in front of all those 3,000 people. But when he looked me dead in the eye before praying, he said, God has work for you. He's calling you. I knew right then I was undone. And at that moment, I was transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into Father's kingdom. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit entered my heart. And that made me worthy. This is attribute number two. I was worthy at that moment. I knew that I was ruined for anything less than Father's kingdom in 2007. And then I had, and as a minister, I was so confused. What do you mean I'm called to ministry? Yes, Father, whatever it is you desire for me to do, I will do it. And as I begin to live this out, I begin to understand my value connected to and through and by Jesus. So you are important, you are worthy, and you are valuable. Because you, my friend, are a spirit-carrying son and daughter to the Most High God, equivalent to a kingdom citizen. You are important, you are worthy, and you are valuable to your Heavenly Father because he determined that you would be possessed by his essence out of his glory in the Holy Spirit. You carry in your heart the Holy Spirit of Abba Father. You are possessed by the Holy Spirit. You have an advantage to receive unconditional love. This is known as agape love, as John chapter 15, verse 13 love. And it doesn't matter the lack of love that you received in your pathway in times past. What matters is present future. And so you being important, you being worthy, and you being valuable in this moment, and as you journey and live, maturing, then you're understanding agape love, the same love that he loved Yeshua, that he gave his life for you and me truly. And in this moment, he wants to pour out his agape love on you. He wants to pour his unconditional love in you. Let the hurt come out. Let the value, let the worth, let the importance clothe you, clothe your mind, clothe your body, infuse your soul. He wants to pour his love through you so that in this moment you can effectively say, I love you back, Papa. And if those words are hard to come out, I love you back, Father. I love you back, Elohim, Yahweh. I love you back, Yud-Heh-Vah-Heh. See, this is reciprocating love to him here in the secret place that fills you from your extremities to the top of your head, creating a crown. And this love goes into your pathway like a light, shines in the pathway, and quite frankly, honestly, people will despise you because you're different. They won't want to know who you're in love with, who you have a relationship to, who you worship, who you praise, and who you are learning to be a better daughter and a better son in cooperation to who fills your heart. They won't want this. But then that's not on you. See, that's not your job to worry about that. Your job is to just continue in your pathway, manifesting towards your destinations each and every season. And that love that's projected through you, it knows by the Holy Spirit in your heart to attract everyone to you. And you know it. You hear it. There's something cool about you. There's peace around you. There's a glow about you. You have this. I'm so attracted to it. It's the love of the Father, the hope of glory through you. That's why they're attracted to you. And it could be all your good looks, your mannerisms, your character, your morals, your values, your integrity. See, that's all infused by the Holy Spirit. It's just supernaturally hyped up. So you're the total package to receive agape love in this moment. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
can one person change the lives of orphans and widows? 1B1 Global Outreach is the answer. We dig wells, build compassion houses, and provide basic needs globally, bringing communities to a new standard of living now full of exciting promise. Check us out at newmillenniumfaithchurch.org/1B1Global Outreach or give sendgo/GC97. Remember, compassion creates change.
Hey, it's Michael here. Welcome to my new program, Night Moves. Yes, I'm in the lab, better known as Night Moves HDQ. Night Owl, listen in Monday through Friday nights at 10:30. What happens when you listen to the show? Inside the lab, you hear the atmosphere of God and learn about the oasis and the lighthouse. Night Moves HDQ is the safest space on radio with fortified walls and an atmosphere that can't be compared to. Let's get in the lab. Night Moves HDQ. Join me. All right, welcome in to Night Moods. I hope you can hear me. I am off the radio. It's still in the studio, but, you know, we're having such an exceptional time on relaxation that the enemy interrupted the internet. So don't know what's going on. We're still live on Blog Talk Radio. I am Michael inside the lab in the captain's chair, hoping that you can hear me. And that's going to be the interesting part. If you can hear me here on the show, that would be huge. Closing up the last half of Inspiration Empowerment on this Thursday night, the 11th. And how powerful was our time in the secret place? I had to connect with all of our live group. And so we're actually being able to see if you're on social media, our Night Moods HQ, you're actually being able to watch me in the studio. And right here is a microphone that, let me give him a sneak peek. So you're able to see around here. If I could flip this around, it'd be great. Blown off a little bit, right? And so you're looking at the studio right here. And studio's up. You see me called in. Always something when you're doing God's work. Just completed relaxation in the secret place, and if you have been touched, if you have been impacted, how about that? You had an encounter. We'd love to, you can't call in because I'm calling in, and we don't have a setup where we have multiple callers and I have to get off, but because I was thrown off of the switchboard, I had to call in. So, here we are, closing up the show, which is really kind of cool, and you get a sneak peek into the show on social media. So if you're not listening, Night Eagles, then you can also go, well, I can't say that. If you're listening to the show, and if you're not listening, you can't hear me. But if you listen to the show, then you can go to any one of our Facebook group or the official page for Facebook and watch me live calling into my own show. So this is Night Moods Under the Moon. A little over 10 minutes left to go on the show. I think we got commercial that we can play. You're listening to some new music. Give me a little bit of taste of what is coming. 11-11-22. 126, the Genesis is the radio station that we are launching on the 11th of November. Friday night, a little over 3.5 months from now, which is really kind of cool. Yeah, this is going to happen. And so this month, all month long, we are focused on the mission of fueling the rocket ship. And you're listening to the show. I'm calling into my own show. Got kicked off as we ended the secret place. It's just been a phenomenal time in the secret place of relaxation. And so you're able to get reconnected and you're listening to me now calling in on my own show. So you can't call in. So don't even try to call in because you can't call in. But we're fueling the rocket ship all August long. And what that means is simply every one of you Night Eagles listening to the show, you can become a Night Eagle investor. And you can do this by going to givesendgo.com / Night Moods Launch. That's NITEMOODZ Launch. And you can do that anytime during the month of August. This month, our goal is $17,000. We have a two-year agreement, two-year commitment with Radio.co, who I'm entering into. And you get to be a part of a new radio station for the kingdom. 126 of Genesis launches 11-11-2022. And you can become an Eagle investor. You can also do that by also connecting with us on the Discord app. We have our own server up. We're working all the new channels coming to you where you can follow the radio show, Night Moods, live, and all of the different channels that are going to be building on the server coming to you where you can connect with all the Night Eagles, listen to the show from South Korea, Japan. They're not on there yet, but we hope that you guys listening to the show will go to Discord because that's going to be our official after show during the radio station. You can connect with the Soon DJs, but right now you can connect with Night Moods. And so you can do that on Discord. You want to go to Discord and search Night Moods, hashtag 9811. I really hope you guys can hear me because I'm calling in. It's just kind of ridiculous when you're doing God's work. And the hindrances, it's been a weekly cycle of hindrances. So if you want to be one of our Night Eagles who are arbitrators, this is the prayer warrior perch. If you want to become a Night Eagle arbitrator, send us an email at nightmoodshdq.com. nightmoodshdq@gmail.com. Throw me off, I'm calling my own show. Here in the captain's chair at the bridge on Night Moods under the moon, you're listening to the show on Blog Talk Radio. And so all month long, we are encouraging you to go to givesandgo.com/ Night Moods Launch, and you can help become part of the structure to what we're doing, what we're building for 11-11-22. And that is going to be a Friday night where we launch the entire radio station in real time. 24 hours a day programming is going to be awesome. Music from Inspiration Worship. We have gospel jazz. I'm loving that genre of music. I really do. I love jazz music. My grandfather raised me on classical and jazz music, and it's really good music. Soaking music. We're going to have contemporary music and gospel music. But see, what we're doing is we are showcasing on our radio station artists that you may not listen to on gospel and contemporary commercial radio. And so it's 80-20. Yes, we're going to be playing artists that you are familiar with because you may be listening to them on different radio stations within Christianity or the religious faith-based. I should say faith-based. And so what we're doing is we are doing something totally different, groundbreaking, all-inclusive. Radio Station for the Kingdom of God is coming to you, 126 The Genesis, happening 11-11-22, and you can become one of the Eagles who are investors. Now, you can go to givesandgo.com/ Night Moods Launch to do so, or connect with us on our Discord, and you can also email us at nightmoodshdq@gmail.com because we have our tiers of Eagles, T-I-E-R, our tiers of fundraising. If you want to become like our Platinum Eagle, if you own a business and in the middle of what world systems are doing, kind of up and down, but you are supporting a new ministry that is reaching 17 nations right now. Glory to God, right? And so you can become an Eagle, a Platinum Eagle, and that is a $3,500 offering. Seed. Donation, support, whatever you want to call it, is $3,500 to be in that level of support. Tier two is the Crystal Eagle for $1,000. That's for our organizations to be a partner with Night Moods, Night Moods HDQ and 126, the Genesis coming later in November. So what we're doing all month long, we're going to be here with you 7 days a week, night moves at 10 o'clock for 2 hours, 7 days a week. It's going to be the first time we're going to be live with you all month long where you can connect. We're going to be playing more instrumentals so you can kind of get a feel of the music that's going to be on night moves, because I love jazz, love classical. So give me a little bit of that experience where you can listen into the show. And also you can call and take this number down. You can't write call in right now because I'm actually calling in on the show. It's 563-999-3685. That is the studio line for this show. It'll change in November, but that's the studio line for this show. Now, coming up tomorrow, I had to take a break because we have our Golden Eagles, our Silver Eagles, our Bronze Eagles, and our Night Eagles. I tell you what, it's up on our LinkedIn page. It's up on our Facebook official fan page. Our Instagram has it up. So you can go there and you can get the information on how you can become a Night Eagle investor and you can support. And we're making some changes to our investors. So if you want to be a part of something crazy, something awesome, to help shape the broadcast and media. And we also have a BR and IR game coming out in 2023, I think the third quarter. Can't tell you the name of it because we got to make sure we have everything ready for that. And I haven't been given the go-ahead to talk about that. But you're going to help build a broadcast center for television, a video game. We also have a card game coming to the Internet, which is really kind of cool. I say that because I'm still learning about that. It's a card game that is for ministries. It's for the kingdom. We're doing something, giving the kingdom families other alternatives versus going into the world and investing in the world. You're going to be investing in the kingdom through Night Moods HQ and our radio station and broadcast center. So you can connect with us on Discord, and you simply search Night Moods hashtag 9811. And so, what was I saying? Tomorrow is a big deal. Tomorrow is our 100th episode. Big deal, big announcement tomorrow night. It was like every Friday night we're doing something remarkably awesome. Tomorrow night you want to be with us, and we hope that we're live. And if not, we'll be calling back in the show. So I can't wait for the radio station with our partner, radio.co. We're going to have our own app. It's going to be awesome. Assuming any hiccups like we've been having since we said we're launching a radio station. Now, what that means for you tomorrow night is you join us for our weekly Friday night series. We're going to be opening up the live stream as well as our YouTube, our Wisdom app that I'm on, and then our Clubhouse. So everyone's going to be coming to a nice big party, and you can be along with us for the ride tomorrow night. So our weekly Friday night series called Relaxation Inspiration, 2 hours of nothing but relaxation, more music, and that's all I got for you tonight. Man, what a wonderful night inside relaxation. It is a full moon. Get out and check it. Spend some time underneath the moon if you can see it. And look at the moon set, sunset, and sunrise. Look at how close we are getting to these two awesome stars in our solar system. So that's my wrap for tonight. Thank you for listening. I'm calling in my radio show, and it's been a pleasure. Tomorrow night's our weekly Friday night series of relaxation inspiration at the same time. It's our 100 episodes. I want you to be here. Tell a friend. It's going to be a nice little party inside Night Moods. I'm Michael, your chief mood officer, saying goodnight for now. Remember, bless someone as you bless yourself, and love yourself as you love others. Have a good night, everyone.